phela mina ngiyinsizwa ngiyinsizwa.
How are you? What are you? Welcome to the Shady Podcast. My name is Shady of the podcast, and that guy over there is
Matubela PH friend.
What's happening? How are you, boss?
I'm nice, dog. What's happening?
I'm lekker.
I see we in our winter's pick.
Keeping it egg,
I'm fine.
Yabo
living in Luli.
It's cold. It's cold outside.
But... And I've been thinking of dating fat bitches for years.
Oh, wow.
Might be time.
It's Kodja, it's time for winter stock now.
Yeah.
So I used to fall under that category.
You've deserted the winter stock. There's a lot of hands. Oh, my mic is like not my winky.
But yeah, listen, we have a guest in the building, and the reason why I said how are you is because we have half man, half amazing. Thulani Way, how are
Thulani
you?
Thulani Way.
Thank you. How are you?
The reason why I say half man, half amazing, because half of him you can't see on the screen. Move your legs, dog.
I'm a young bit of a title. I'm a chameleon.
We're going to call you a chameleon now.
Yeah, chameleon.
You know,
yeah,
on the show, we have very few rules.
Sure.
But what we say to guests is we say, whatever you do, don't wear green.
Green, yes.
Ay, this man, he came through with the green white water boy in giant food. Velvet green. You can't see it there because it blends into
the screen.
It's velvet.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing.
But it's all good, man. My boy, how are you, my dog?
Easy, man. Thank you for the invite. Appreciate it, man. It's an honor.
You know, it's an honor to see you during the day.
Yeah.
Whenever I see you today.
Yeah, fine. Dog, I want to unpack this thing on the show. Thulani, I've seen him.
At night.
I've seen him in the corners where you don't expect Thulani.
Yeah.
Thulani is a security's worst nightmare.
Yeah.
Thulani is an event organizer's worst nightmare. If you want to see where the gaps are in your event,
let this man come through.
Let Thulani there. Because he'll be there with no tag.
Yeah.
Thulani will be there with no tag. He'll be in the most VVIP part of the... Bro, I'm talking about soccer stadium. I'm talking about rugby stadium, gospel event.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of event, Thulani will find himself in the most VVIP space.
And that's what he'll do. He'll come with people.
He'll be like, Poison.
No, he leaves them.
Yes.
And then he moves alone.
Sure.
And then you're like, oh, Poison. Where did he come from? We're over there. What are you saying?
We're moving.
And Cotton Fest, I saw you there, go backstage.
Sure.
And then I'm like, oh, man, where did you come from? Because I swear I saw him upstairs by VIP.
Sure.
I'm like, how did you get here? It's like, you know, someone's got to be on the ground.
Showcase. No, but we need to unpack. We're going to get to everything that you're doing. But my bro, thank you very much for your time. It's an honor.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I'm sure when we vampire, it was...
In fine, I'll really during the day. We're actually recording this at night.
At night.
Gotcha,
guys. Oh, shit.
But let's get straight into it, dog. First and foremost, I think a lot of people have just seen you on social media. This guy, you know, associated with... the biggest names in entertainment. You know, you form part of, in fact, now you're a consultant for a lot of brands and whatnot and festivals that be like, hey, who should we book and this, that, the other. But let's get into it. Pume Tembisa, right?
Yeah.
Ndwana Tembisa, where does your story start in terms of how do you get to, you know, find yourself in the back rooms or the back, backstages of events.
And at the kitchen at Louis.
Yeah, at the kitchen at the Rose Bank.
No, man, I'll be honest with you, man. Shout out to TJ Shimza.
Sure.
Shimza, I think he booked everybody. He booked you, even you guys.
Sure.
Yeah.
Even Waras.
Tembisa DJ Festival.
Yeah.
One-man show.
DJ Festival. Yeah. One-man show. Show your legs.
I met you at one-man show.
Yeah, no. Show your legs.
Show your legs.
Show your legs.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, Tembisa used to throw crazy parties, but what I couldn't understand, I don't know. Yeah, Show Your Legs when Mo Flavor was playing a big song with Fit Cookie and Mahout and DJ Maphorisa. I found a gap in like, who does these shows? How does these shows sell out?
Sure.
Then I researched, I found out like nobody has a street team.
Sure.
Yes.
I created my own street team.
Yes.
I make sure like I'm the guy.
Yeah, sure. You're the guy.
Yeah, no one must give you. No, even now, I'm the guy. You can do it, but when I do it, it's the best.
The best.
It's up to you. You're going to listen to me, but like when I say we're going,
yeah,
it has to be the one.
Yeah.
I've used these services.
Every time. Yeah, even PH knows there's a last time moment.
Yeah.
I still catch it.
Sure.
So like, I did Shimza's one-man show for the past 8 years. I did Caspano Vest. I did Major League Gardens.
Major League Gardens, yes, as well.
Free,
yeah.
Shout out to the boys.
Sure.
I did the Mouthtown Heights. Mm-hmm. I did what is this one now in Makufe.
Sure. So when you say street team, just for people at home, it's like if I'm throwing an event, you are basically my team on the ground, distributing the ground. Flyers, putting up the flyers, going.
It's called in English, but it's below the line.
Below the line marketing, yes, below the come line. On.
On the ground.
Yes. Come on with it. Look, yes, we've compromised.
Below the line. Yeah. So, like, we're the below the line because we're engaging in a space where no one wants to go. So.
Sure.
Yeah. But or where no one thinks to go, because I think, like, people are spoiled in social media age where I'm going to post this thing on social media. People will come.
I keep telling everybody now, Coca-Cola advertise every day. So, like, you got to understand, like, there's somebody that when you give him a flyer, he doesn't have access to internet.
Sure.
They catch up maybe after 7 days or 30 days. So when you're on the ground, you have to advertise yourself properly so that a person can understand and willingly to go to your show. So I'm that guy.
Yes, love it.
And why did you decide to go that route? Because, like, obviously, you know, like most people attend or show your legs and one-man show and whatever. They attend to have a good time. And I mean, you already had access, you were already backstage, you knew Clarty, you knew Shimza. Do you know what I'm saying?
I feel like Ricky told me something. I gotta find myself within the vehicle. Because everybody's a mirror.
Nice. Sure.
But you'd never know, I might be the aircon.
Yeah.
In that
which plays an important part.
Sure, boy. Otherwise, I won't buy it to Luke.
Yeah, everyone is within the car together, but like.
But we sweating.
You gotta find yourself in a space. You might be the mirror. You might like be that. A windscreen. You might be the helping hand in the business. Yeah. Don't hang around with me for nothing. So I realized, okay, cool. I'm with you guys, but like, how am I getting paid? The cake is too big. How am I getting my own cut?
Yeah.
Without bothering you, but I'm part of.
Without chowing from your cut. Yeah.
So
it's like adding value.
Yeah. So I found myself adding value to everybody. On their shows, making sure until actually I need this guy.
Yeah.
So Osmic once told me, actually, like, we look at you, but like, this thing, it really plays a role, you know?
Yes.
Because from there now, Correct Sports, now people can see them on the road. Now they're posting.
Sure.
Yeah.
Are you coming to the show? Now, have you seen the post? If you guys see this, tag us and stand a chance to win. So there were a lot of elements coming doing it, but like, I appreciate everybody that gave me opportunity to where I am right now.
Yeah.
Because street team is very, very important. No matter how big your show is.
Your show is, yeah. The street team is vital.
Speaking of street team, sorry, I just need to off ramp and we'll get back to it. But I didn't see, you know, we just come from June 16 weekend, you know, and I saw Foco this past weekend of like, I don't think we're celebrating June 16th.
Nah, it's not like before, man. Like, man. I was also thinking that, like, it used to be like an institution. You pull out your school uniform.
Sure.
You're up early.
Sure.
And you're attending something.
Mm.
So, I mean, like, when we were on Live Amp, every year we did something special for June 16th.
Yes.
We had, like, a Sarafina performance. Yes. We had whatever the song of Youth Day would be that year. And then I remember Metro FM used to do the Youth March. Everybody pulled up in their school uniforms.
Sure.
And then we end off, like, it was an SABC thing, massive, like a Chuff Posey, for example. Channel O and Vuzu used to do Zone 6 Venue.
Sure.
And, bro, like, those were some of the most well-attended events all winter long. Because it's cold. But you pulled up there, there's like 10,000 people.
Gotcha.
You know? That, like, I don't know, it's like Youth Day fell off. I don't know if Gen Z celebrates.
It's strange. And it's actually worrisome, to be honest. Sorry, man, I know we're talking about Correct Sports here, but I'm just like, yesterday just felt like one of those random public holidays.
Yeah. Where were you for Youth Day? Pele, you are the youth, man.
Yeah. I mean, I have a key card, by the way.
Okay.
Okay.
So, it's a Sulani Way key card. I actually had a key card with 5 gigs this past weekend.
Okay.
From Saturday, I did Uncool.
Daitos. Wasn't that Sunday? It was Sunday, the opening.
Sunday.
Daitos,
I was somewhere on Saturday, I forgot. I didn't Daitos.
Yeah.
The boy is rocking, boy.
Yeah.
He's holding the dust of the hood.
Sure.
Sure.
Daitos is in the it's in the east.
Katlehong.
Katlehong. Yeah. Okay.
Then Katlehong, after Katlehong, I went to PDL. PDL, I went to Jägermeister. I went to Egunetlapya Makela, Pema Boneng.
It love my okay. Baby son, man.
Luxies or something.
Luxies.
I value mama. He la stop
getting. Who corner now?
I have to.
Ah, my wait, man. Oh,
this is the one that's lit up in red. It's lit up in red, man.
Is it? That community is too much.
Yeah. No, it's hectic.
Everyone
is
hectic. Wena, boy.
Yeah?
No, but let me tell you something.
I love that community, bro. Like, I really appreciate it.
I want to give a shout out to Lelo What's Good because he's doing a great job in leading. It's like, you know, back in the day when, in Chicago, in the house. The house market,
the house
was led
music
by,
scene, yes, yeah.
House music scene was led by that community. Feels like that's kind of what it is now, but obviously with a wider variety of sounds.
Mm, yeah.
You know, Grom is prevalent in that market. In fact, house music in general. Mm. I always see also Tebe Makuku. He does some cool parties. You know, very well curated parties, but they really are leading that sound, and they're owning it very nicely. Yeah, yeah.
Lelo was good.
Shout out to
Lelo played from 3 to 4 there.
Sure.
Moving.
AM.
Yeah. Oh, no, bro, they close at 7 in the morning, those guys.
Crazy. Yeah.
But I have my case.
The keys are holding it nice, but
can I just say this, right? It's always a good time.
Sure.
You don't have like incidents. I mean, there's another one there by Ilovo, dog. That place fucking goes off. You know what I mean? There's no like incidents. There's no funny stuff. You understand?
Yeah.
People are causing problems.
Like
and there's no, you know, that hierarchy that happens in clubs where it's like you need a 50,000 rand table. It's a party. Everyone is equal.
It's a dumpy. It's a dumpy. No Hennessy dumpy.
Sure.
Sure. Everyone's dancing. Very important. There's none of the shit of sitting on tables.
100%.
Yes.
I went to that. After that, and then it became a Monday, I did hang out, Shimza's venue, and then from hang out, I went to Zone 6. Zone 6, I went to Piano Hub.
What was it, Zone 6?
Why you didn't go to... You didn't go to...
I can't go to Vibes.
You didn't go to Vibes?
No, Vibes...
Vibes not
why
the
Why did you go to Vibes?
It's a red danger.
Why did you go to Vibes, dog?
A red danger. Red danger. Stay at home.
Do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, I can talk about it. Like I said, I must apologize.
Wait, okay, wait.
What's the vibe with Vibes?
Yeah?
What's the vibe with Vibes?
No, my brother used to always go there. Then one incident happened.
And go then, Vibes, go guy.
Wayne Beck, opposite.
Jazzic spot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the next thing I'm seeing a video, my brother's fighting now. What's going on?
Look,
I want to make
what's
it,
going on,
we're not
joke.
That kind of podcast. We want to speak about positive things here, but I want to find out, like, my bro, what's going on? Because that Monday thing, it's a culture where you go from the one spot to the other spot.
I pulled the vibes, you know. Let me be honest with you. Like, I don't want to be like a hectic niggas, but like, I was recording a mix.
Sure.
I'm told you, I'm coming with the How Are You radio.
Yeah.
Nice, owning Mondays. Nice. Mondays are mine.
Yeah.
You're going to have to stream it on my radio.
Okay.
Like on YouTube.
Yeah. So you pushy.
So you were recording, you were using the DJs to record their sets.
So Pori started to go there. I told Pori, we need to be a Scorpion Kings. Let's try to push a wave.
Sure.
To come back to push the show.
Sure.
Of Scorpion Kings.
Mm.
With Kabza. So every
Monday,
Kabza and Pori are being back to back. Started this month.
In Tembisa or...
So vibes. Three to four.
So I think they don't play back to back.
No.
Hang out.
The Cubs play 8 to 9. Pori plays
9 to 10.
10 to 11.
Okay.
And then it goes to Cosmopolitan. Cosmopolitan goes to Hub.
Okay. So it's like a
thing.
It's an organized thing.
Yeah. Monday's the new Sunday boss.
Yeah.
So we move like that. So me, I said, actually, what am I doing actually on Monday?
Yeah,
can't be just going out for nothing. Let me just come up with my own radio.
Love it.
I put it on, it's like a Kama radio.
Sure.
I put the DJs on there, they rock. But now it's the Monday mix.
Yeah.
When every Tuesday I must drop it. So now I moved like normally.
Yeah, venue to venue.
Venue to venue.
Sure.
I record.
The production team.
I have everything. I recorded everywhere. I recorded at Hangouts. I recorded at Magoobs.
Nice.
I recorded at Piano Hub. I recorded at Vibes on Main. Back to back, Scorpion King back to back. I have it.
Mm.
Hey, now Scott Mapoma gets in.
But
Tumelo gets in. He wants to do a back to back with Scott.
With Scott.
You see my Zoom recording there. And then what's happening?
Mm.
Who's this? This is Tulani.
Mm.
No, he says, no, take these things. I said, Tumelo, why you take my stuff?
Yeah.
He hits me with a bomb because I don't speak to him like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I leave it. I
call he didn't want to appear on your thing.
Yeah. On the stream.
Right.
It's not even like recording it. It's just the mix.
Yeah.
Sure.
The camera is just there.
Yes. And you edit the stuff afterwards. So if PH says, hey, I don't want to be on, it can be cut out.
Sure.
My bro, can you give me what's mine so I can leave? The bro says, no, he takes out the SD card. Ah. You already fucked up the whole mix. The mix is gone because I didn't save it.
Sure.
I said, Jay-Z, what you just did is hectic. The time I told him, my guy, can I just have my things and leave?
Yeah. Maybe he didn't know.
My bro, no, we didn't speak like that. So my bro said, my bro, you're not going to play. I'm going to switch off the CDJs.
Yeah.
I switched them off, boy.
Okay, wait. It's tricky because it's his establishment. Hold on. I'm trying to be in the middle here, right?
As much as you are. Poison.
Wait. Can I ask a question? Was it? I get you have relationships with everyone in all the establishments, so it becomes a thing. It also amplifies the venue to come and shoot this thing, you know.
Yes.
But did you chat to him beforehand to say, "Ndanga,
we're going to be recording"? My aim was Kubamba Scorpion Kings.
Hold on. But it's at his venue.
I can understand. I can be your house, but let me just hold the tissue.
Yeah.
Might be your house, but let me hold the tissue.
Let me hold some.
Yes, you're peeping me, but there's a. Let me hold some.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're peeping me, but there's but a tissue.
But it happened
here.
That you want to use the bathroom.
Exactly.
But. Let me be that guy.
Hey, you're a hectic bro. Okay. So, I get.
So, like, I'm just saying to you, it's your house, but let me bamba.
Furung in the toilet, mfana.
But he wants to be on the toilet, but where's the tissue?
It's with me.
So, like, so my bro, I'm the guy. So, like, so, I'm saying to my bro. Lord. I'm saying to my bro.
Yes, something.
Can I just this one?
Let me hold the toilet.
There, but you can come in, but it's your house. But let me.
Let me hold.
And that tissue is the critical one. And now you're finding yourself fighting now.
Now it happened.
No, we don't promote violence, man. So it was a misunderstanding. So it was a misunderstanding.
That's a bit of a like. I don't know, but a mix.
Misunderstanding.
Due to unforeseen circumstances. But it happened. It happened, so
ish.
It is what it is. Then the next morning, I found myself on Freshman Mag. Freshman Mag says me, I'm attacking now. I'm the one across the store now. What is this now?
Yeah, son. Olympia. What's going on?
I made it to News 24 now. So anyway, it's fighting. Hey, what is this now?
Angry are a big deal. So when shit like this happens,
now like
you're very ladder.
Now like everyone is asking me, what's going on now? You are becoming a new Mike Tyson. What is this?
Yeah.
What is this? Are you Rambo now? What's going on? No,
how
do you explain yourself? Why did you get there?
And you couldn't tell.
Why were you there? I said, no, now I'm explaining everything. Explain.
Yeah.
Explain. I said, hectic.
Look, in life, I think before something great happens, you know, something sideways like this happens.
Yeah, let me hold the tissue.
I think the lesson here is don't hold the tissue, boys.
Yeah, let the bruise use the toilet.
Let the bruise use the toilet. That's the lesson of the
dog.
What's the lesson of the day, bro?
Let the bruise use the toilet. Let me hold the
tissue. But I can be in the house.
You can be in the house.
Yeah.
Let me hold the tissue.
Yeah.
No. Well, I hope you guys sort that out, but I love, tell us more about how are you ready before we get back into your story, man. Sorry.
Yo, man, Ibiza changed my life, man.
Mm-hmm. Mfana, so also get Ibiza, man.
Hey, Mfana, get.
Show me your show me your passport and your visa. It's not your green book. Not even a green book. Please get your ID and your boarding pass.
It's not domestic.
It's not FlySafe.
The Tiles is marble. It's different. It's different.
It's another level.
There's
now.
No, sorry, I think this is my seat. No.
No, it's not that one.
It's crazy, man. I went to Ibiza, man. I've been when I go there. I've been when I go study what's happening in the dance scene.
Sure.
Because what I realized since lockdown, I'm a piano, it's dance music.
Sure.
What I've been, I've been surrounded by Major League a lot, so I've been like, can't be
influenced. Yeah.
Influence is always about, you have to learn, bro. We can't be
moving.
We can't be talking about this thing and then you don't have an idea. So, how are you, radio man? It's just all about like promoting the culture, man.
Sure.
Like, South Africans, we don't have a platform of, not even a platform, infrastructures of our. Of our music industry.
So speaking about that, and I was again surprised to see Thulani backstage in Portugal, no accreditation.
Of course, you know how he does.
We're in Portugal. I see this bro, he's rocking. He's the one directing, saying, "Hey, do you know who this is?" Like,
yeah.
But what I wanted to comment on what he just said now. So I went there for research purposes, right?
Mm.
And in doing my research, the same thing that he was doing. There were unfortunately we've spoken about this many a times on the pod where guys are just happy to be here. As in, when I say happy to be here, I'm playing, I'm so and so, I'm a star, I'm getting bookings left, right, and center.
Yeah, I'm paid to be here. Let me play.
Even though you're getting fucked in those bookings, like, do you know what I'm saying? We can speak of like image rights and all of these things, and that'll be a foreign concept to a lot of guys, right? Now, Portugal, when to what he just said, where there's no infrastructure. There was no ownership. I was fuming, bro.
Mm.
There was no ownership. The biggest or the most popular stage there, right, has all the piano acts. But I was so pissed off to find guys hustling accreditation to go backstage, right? I'm like, man, you've got the biggest names here and the worst. It was so embarrassing to see guys who are stars back home trying to hustle.
And
attack.
They brought here stars and, because they brought here for their music and their craft.
And they're the ones running. And that stage is like the one, bro. Like, it was always full throughout the entire 3 days of that festival, right? And there was zero ownership.
So like, when you say zero ownership,
as
you
in
mean?
An entire chain. There's no one, there's no, I don't want to mention names or anything, but there's no DJ.
Like,
so hold on, there's no DJ. Guys were even hustling to go into the after parties, right? I'm just like, you're one of the biggest stars. No one's hosting an after party. No one's hosting a meet and greet. No one's hosting a pre-party. No one is, they're just happy to be
here. Curating this thing, yeah. You're everyone just, is just there for their 1 hour set.
Yes, and fucking like, off. There's
go,
no,
go to your hotel.
Yeah, you know, there's no merch stand. There's no podcast that at the back.
Yeah.
But we are the ones breeding or feeding these people to a point where I'm just like, even, I know the directors of that stage, but even there, it's just like, ish, here, there's no ownership of this thing. And everyone is just like, consume. And that's, you know, to speak to his point, and I love what you're saying about, you know, owning some sort of structure where it's just like, bro, we will own the narrative, we will direct the narrative, we will own this, but at some point, guys need to wake up, you know?
I feel like, me being in Ibiza changed my life. I opened another company, it's called Mzansi in Motion.
Saw that,
with
yes.
the government, Brand SA is one of our stakeholders in the Department of Agriculture. And Sampra. Because, like, we're getting exposed to this thing, but these people outside the country, they're just using us for their benefit. They're posting our flag, but they're not giving back. The stake is with us, but they're holding the knife. How do you do that? So, like, I realized, like, I have to go to Ibiza. I have to go understand. So that my niggas need to understand this thing is not for long. It's just passing. But we gotta have make sure our
head. While it's passing, yeah.
We gotta be a huge Masigela. Who's the other one?
Huma Sigela.
All of them. They speak about them outside until to realize South Africa play the whole role. But we pianos, it's our heritage, but it's getting chopped everywhere. In LA, they're eating it like it's nothing.
So
everybody's a DJ now.
So do you feel like when you travel, so Auf Itlada, you like, what are you expecting versus what you get?
I think I wouldn't say recognition because it's not my footprint. I feel like kind of like an treatment to say this is them.
Yeah.
It's like Nigeria when they're in Cape Town. You see how Cape Town it is? It's like that. We want that experience to say, no, these are South Africans. Because now we're holding the music. We're holding the trade of exchange. But when you look back, there's nothing from us. There's nothing. Actually, every country has its own biggest. I'm a piano artist.
Mm, sure.
But when we get there, we just have a little bit of a peanut. Mm. Might turn to a butter.
Mm, you mean it's like what we were saying with the like the Russian guys and the German guys that take
crazy,
our music.
So
and,
crazy what's happening. Yeah. Yeah. So crazy what's happening. Like it's like we in a I'm a piano it's in a phase where it's like house music made in Chicago. I don't know, it's Chicago.
Chicago, yeah.
Yes, made in Chicago but booming in where? In Europe.
Yeah.
That's where I'm a piano is. Made in SA, but booming where? In the world.
Mm.
But that needs to come to an end.
So what are guys not doing? Sorry, man, I wanna get back into your story. But what are guys not doing and what should they be doing? And I'm talking about the managers. I'm talking about.
I'll be honest to you, like everybody's being tackled right now.
Everyone's happy to be here.
There are no energies. We don't have energy anymore.
There's no unity.
I could say the unity is on their own camps. Mm-hmm. Everybody's biting whatever they're biting. But what I'm looking into this thing, I'm looking it into like, I could say Pori. It's my OG, is my guy, but like, I wouldn't expect, of course, we're looking up to him. We're looking up to him as a leader, but the pioneers of this thing, we're expecting guidance. I'm still shocked to see Oskido still making music and calling Donas to come to the studio. He was supposed to be the one giving us the ropes. Guys, we leaded this thing. I'm looking at Fresh. I'm looking at Craig McCoyer. See, guys, let's take this thing abroad. Let's take this thing, boys. PH, I'm looking into PH. I'm looking into you. Boys, take this thing. Let's go.
Chief, we're looking to you, man.
My man,
you
I'm looking at you. What are you saying, my man?
Me being there, I'm not a TJ.
I'm Zanzi Moshi.
Brother, why are you counting me? Yeah. You find me there. I'm trying to move people there.
I don't think the DJs are not the problem, right? Remember, like what PH is saying, a DJ is going to come and he's going to DJ.
But they're not going to listen. Right?
No, the DJs need someone that's going to say, okay, I am the, I don't want to say the management, but I am the custodian of this thing. Because it's easy to say the DJs, but when the DJs get there, they want their set fee, they want their rider, they don't have a vested interest over and above that. Whereas like what PH is saying from an ownership perspective, Zanzi in Motion, like at least from what I heard, the way that you've partnered it and the stakeholders, that's where that custodianship comes in.
Sure.
Remember like how the tourism brands used to do it, right? They'll invite you, they'll say, come.
There's a dinner.
Yeah, there's a what, come to Cape Town for Cape Town tourism.
Sure.
Cape Town owned that shit. Sure. They needed us so we could come and experience and post about it, okay? But it's not our thing. You check me. I just wanted to land, be picked up, taken, have the full experience.
Sure.
Then let the world know this is what it is. Imagine if you could take the DJs in a similar capacity, where our people are on the ground there to say, okay, the festival is called
whatever.
Brand SA, Libo Mang Mang, you know, Mzansi in Motion is there
to
collect
dinner.
You, to take you to your hotel, to make sure that outside of your 1 hour set that
also
you play.
The embassy's on board as well.
Yeah, that needs to happen. Needs to be standard.
With Dubai, there's this guy I follow. His name is Saif PR. Go check him out. His stuff is fucking cool. When Future lands, when Floyd Mayweather lands, when whoever.
They go see the shake.
This guy, he picks them up, fleet of SUVs. Then he takes them to all of the cultural stuff they need to see. Then he takes them. Now I see he's doing like Riyadh and shit like that. But I mean, I've been following this guy for years.
It's like
he gone from 20,000 followers, he's on like 2 million followers. He gives you an experience, but as the custodian of the UAE, not just, hey, Bafo, we paid you, come play, and then you fog off, you know?
It's like in Ibiza, so when I was moving, so from my hotel to a show, to a restaurant, to the cake, and back to the hotel, that same promoter. The guy that brought you there, the guy, also like because I went with the twins, the guy that's giving you from is calling you to come and pick you up.
The driver.
He's moving you out, calling others. It's a joining what? A train.
Yeah.
Sure. It's moving around, but like our artists, like it's happening, they're getting struggling, visas, no even like things like that. See guys, this is how we need to move. I've been speaking about this thing for more than 4 years now. This is how we need to move. We need to be outside.
Yeah.
Because Kofi can't fight this battle alone.
No, and he's already, you see, the level he's on, it's like, it's the vice versa. Because he's at that level of superstar.
He's tried to elevate guys as well. He has
it's
tried
crazy.
To.
Yeah. And Kofi's always opening
up. But what I mean is, at the level of superstar that he's at, right? Everything is curated for him by whichever country, whichever promoter, wherever he goes. Because Bamazi. The difference is when, like, if you are a Mapiano DJ, there's no way you're as well known as Black Coffee. But in order to be, if you've got that support from, like, an arts and culture, those people have budget, bro. I don't know what they do with it. Like, but anyway, if you've got that support, when you land, you are perceived as a superstar. Does that make sense?
That's true. Like, I wouldn't lie to you. Like, I got exposed to a lot of things for visa challenges. I had a meeting with the USA embassy. There was a time where they're saying they're no longer opening visas for artists. They're saying no. They're no longer, Trump says, I don't know, Trump posted something on Twitter. The embassy says they can't take more applications for artists.
Yeah.
So those kind of conversations, like, are crazy. Because artists need to understand, like, and getting a visa starts by planning your year.
Yeah,
sure. So that you can't keep on doing it because of waste 100%. Of money. That's why they can give you 15 days because you can see, are you guys just going there?
To play your gig and come back, yeah.
But when you're saying, I'm going back again, I'm going again and again and again, they can give you like 6 months or a year.
Mm.
So that, niggas don't know that.
Sure.
There's actually, America is interesting because there's a Zimbabwean bro. I won't say his name because he's my bro. And I don't want him to think I'm hating on him. But like in Atlanta, right, he's created like a Mapiano property.
Sure.
Which fucking super bangs, right? Yes. But again, it's like that guy, he's never even been to South Africa. Like he's from Zim to America to study. Everyone's just owning this thing. Because he was asking me, he was like, yo, man, I want to bring Mang Mang.
Gaza's going to a show now, I think this weekend. He's probably leaving today. He's going to New York.
Sure.
He's playing at Amapiano MDB. Those niggas are so, so tough to work with.
Yeah. Amapiano Mang?
Amapiano MDV, something like that.
Americans?
Yes. They're from Nigeria or Zim or somewhere like that. Mm. Those people, they're calling, they're saying they are South Africans. They put their home flag on Instagram / South Africa.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Hey, we need you to learn. You need to change it.
How do you do that? Okay.
You are the great hope.
How do you do that? You put your home, why do you start with your home country and then you end with South Africa? We say Nigeria and a half.
We'll get back into these conversations. Let's get back into, you know, and I want to lead to the awards, you know, yes. But, you know, going to the awards in terms of celebrating artists and the culture of Amapiano. Before that, you speak of obviously all these things that you have done, né? It's the radio, it's slang, even the amount that you've contributed to the culture, the slang, the things that you do behind the scenes. Paint us to why it is that you decide on, paint us through the picture of why it is that you decide to land on Amapiano Awards and why not something else.
It's painful, man. I'm so lucky that I have someone that let it sink. Mm. You know, and like between me and Drake, there's coffee.
Sure.
Between me and Trump, there's Julius Malema.
Sure.
Yeah.
So you understand? Sure. Between me and who's the other one? I forgot. There's always someone.
You're one contact away from.
Yes.
Yeah.
For everything.
From getting
between,
access.
Between me and that guy, there's you. But he forgets that I have you guys.
Sure. Yeah, he forgot. He didn't know you.
I have you guys.
Sure.
I respect him. But like, I realize like, I'm a piano is global, but everybody's chopping this thing.
Sure.
I was in a meeting when Gaten get into the office. He says he wants to unify this thing. He wants to unify the industry, the entertainment industry. My guy, you can't unify this thing.
No, everyone, it's too many egos.
Everyone is thinking, everyone is coming up with a concept. Everyone is chopping your concept to make it his.
Sure.
But I realize, actually, we're not going to benefit from this thing. We got to make sure our platform is there. We're going to make sure we're going to be heard. We got to make sure the South African brand stands out.
Mm. We got to make sure
the kids got to be celebrated because at the end of the day, it's our heritage. It's our archives. It's our history, man. Mm.
You know, speaking of archives, even BBC has a documentary on Amapiano, but I haven't seen any local brands.
It's so crazy. Guys, it's so crazy. Amapiano went to a point where everyone thought it's a pocket. I can just take out money and do it.
Hmm.
But you realize the PET have their own category.
There's Amapiano category in PET?
Yeah, the MTV base, they have one.
Okay.
but they're using us to make the awards look good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, they're based international. Yes.
Okay, okay.
It's a mixture of Afrobeats and Amapiano.
Amapiano.
The MTV base.
Yeah.
MTV base is using us. The other awards in Europe, they have their own category about Amapiano. The Nigerians award, Amas. What is it? Afromas or something?
Afrimamas.
Afrimamas.
They have their best category, the Trace Awards. But when you come back home, 3 years ago, we don't even have a biggest best-selling artist of Amapiano that's being celebrated. It's all about the noise. All these blogs are just chopping content. They think it's the right content to post.
Mm. And TikTok. I mean, I think TikTok also like...
TikTok is here.
TikTok dictates a lot of...
TikTok is here. They have their own awards.
Mm.
Like the kind of
but what do you think of awards in general in South Africa? Because I'm thinking, like, which awards are big anymore? Remember, my man, we're going to Summers in 2010.
I think for me right now, awards are just out there just to make sure it's to motivate the entertainment of it, just to entertain. But the Metros did very well this year, but they didn't bombard the whole thing. They didn't like hold it like straight. But they made it come
don't
out.
Yeah, I don't think they hold it so anymore. Like, remember when Metros was in
it,
Durban?
They didn't hold it like come out straight. It's just to make sure like the culture gotta unite at some point at certain event. But the awards are just meant to make sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey, Tulas,
I just for me, I think about awards is about like making sure. The game gotta unite.
But you know what it does create? It creates an opportunity for the Mapiano Awards to show all the other awards.
This is how it's done.
Because there's no shortage of artists. There's no shortage of songs. And the culture is big enough.
Sure.
You understand? It's like it's yours to fuck up type of thing. Whereas I think where other award ceremonies struggle.
Get it wrong.
Or not get it wrong. It's like they're in a space where it's like, are we going to be happy with anyone that they nominate? Are we going to be happy with any category
create talkability.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. It doesn't slap the way it used to slap 10 years ago. Anybody can tell me different. Get fucked. The Summers is not the same. The Metros is not the same. It's a different age, and they're doing the same thing they were doing 10 years ago.
I told everybody in my team, I don't want to see the same red carpet. I got to see the storytelling of it.
Sure.
I got to see the storyline of a piano. And the nomination after the Mapiano summit, everybody must nominate himself. I don't want, because nobody's affiliated to the awards for this year one. Everybody must nominate.
There's no record label that's sitting on your thing. No.
Okay, to submit.
Yeah,
I'm going to just invite the record labels to send me their stuff. But like right now, everybody's open. The door is open. When you post the link, do the right thing.
Yeah.
Submit and nominate yourself. There's so many kids of Amapiano that are working so hard.
Yeah.
That nobody even knows.
And then who's going to judge us?
Of course, like, shout out to Uncle Ref Filwe. Mm.
Wow, the best.
Oh, Ref.
Uncle Ref is the chairman. I put him as the chairman.
Nice.
He's leading the 20.
Wait. You just one step away, son.
He's leading the 20 people that are going to be on the board. We're going to be announcing soon after the summit. So... a chairman is leading everything. So
when's the summit?
Summit is now 28-27. I partnered with Pasha Uhuru.
Pasha Uhuru.
So it's at Cornhill.
Cornhill Institute.
Happening there. Yeah. I'm with stakeholders. You need stakeholders.
Actually, stakeholders are inside.
You're holding the stake, not the knife.
Yes.
But might end up biting the blood. So be careful.
I'm
making sure that we gotta have stakeholders partnered with SARS. Yeah, they want to come and talk about tax education, partnered with small businesses and SIFTA and all these business structures to speak about the business within the artist. Because
You must actually remember I told you I did a keynote speech at Momentum where my portion was, I think what the subject matter was success
in your context.
Success in your context, right? And I spoke about like the entertainment industry and PH and I, we've spoken about it a lot on the show to say that there's not enough financial education. So it's nice that SARS is coming through because guys make a lot of money, they chow the money, they buy shit, and then a year later SARS comes and says,
how are you?
How's that 4 meter there?
Talk to me. And then you realize you're finding yourself, you're no longer the same, but because of the fridge is cold. There's no cold fridge like South Point.
Hey, Jake.
That
so,
fridge is cold.
Yeah, like that's actually, yeah, so, you must hit them up. Afterwards.
Niggas mustn't hate on me. There's no money. I'm just spreading the information.
Sure. Yeah.
It's crazy.
South mustn't come for you. Yeah, you're just holding the tissue.
Yes. It's in the house. So don't come for me, guys. I'm just doing it for my game, for my niggas to make sure. Because they're young, man. Like, it's so yeah. sad. Like, a young boy just drop out from school and then says, I'm a DJ.
Sure.
And then he sees a visa. Say Spain, say UK.
Yeah.
Then he comes back to South Africa. Say I'm the biggest.
Where do you think artists should be hit? Because that's another thing we've spoken about. It's like guys are so happy to take 10 gigs here.
Yes.
You understand? So you want to go Val from Val. You want to say Maboneng, Maboneng. You want to say you hit the 10 gigs in one night because it's South Africa and it's more money. Whereas true. There is this opportunity to say, let me go to Spain. I'm not going to get as many gigs as here. But I'm going to get that international experience, that footprint. You understand what I'm saying? Are guys prioritizing that more, do you find? Because, Tina, we were thinking that guys are like, they want to focus local, man. They want to eat pictures.
Can I jump in before he jumps in? And I think we've spoken about this on the show. The biggest problem is how fast moving piano is and how fast moving careers are as well. Where, before you've even processed that your song is number one on whatever DSP or whatever, you know, you're already getting an inquiry because your dance challenge has troubleshot you to your number one has troubleshot you to places that you've never imagined before. People in Russia are dancing to your song, right? And now there's a booking inquiry that's there. You haven't got a road manager. You haven't got a manager. I'm just saying that's how fast this thing happens, right? And by the time you're taking that booking, you know.
You haven't got a visa.
Well, yeah, you haven't got a visa. There's so many things that, and you're excited. The money lands into your account. I'm like, I want your visa. There's a massive lack of education. And that's why I think a lot of the people that benefit from piano and a lot of the structures that should be pouring back into arts and culture, some of these big corporates that use the piano songs, right? Whether it's a financial institution, somewhere, some shape should be pouring back into the culture, right? To say, okay, cool, there's a lack of financial education. We are going to hold, or as part of the summit and as this bank, we are going to provide information hubs for the Amapiano Awards or for the summit or whatever it is, you know? Us as art and culture, this is what we're going to do. So that guys know that when at least you break out, these are the steps that you should take before going overseas. Do you have a legal practitioner? Do you have a tax practitioner? Do you have an accountant? Do you have this, that, the other? Do you know about SAMPRA? Do you know about all these SAMRA, all of these things that you as an artist should be a part of? Do you know them first and foremost, right? Because I can walk to a big artist now and ask them about
the CMOs.
Yeah. Right? Or fucking split sheets, dog. And then be like, I'm fine. Hey. But a split sheet is the most important thing. Or, you know, what you signed over for a sync deal. All of these things. And it's just like, guys do not know about it. And it's sad. But yet, guys are chopping they're topping the charts. They're traveling the world. They're making bank. And then that ends.
The cart before the horse.
Yeah.
Is that the hope with the summit?
My summit has been running for 3 years. We're getting bigger and better. Like, I'm a stakeholder, to tell you. I'm learning as much as I'm getting exposed to a lot of things every day. So it's so crazy how I wish my niggas can come on board just to come and understand because the influence is with them. So I had to explain what is Amapiano to the DGO's office. What is Amapiano? They couldn't understand. It's like this thing, it's a whole package. Like, for example, like, there are brands, the guys, who's this guy? Platinum, who's this guy? From
Tanzania. Diamond Platinum.
He chopped us, Como Sava. Como Sava, that's the biggest song in Tanzania, but that's saying, how are you? That's how are you?
That's the minimum. You're saying.
That's me. He's chopping me.
That's your saying. Yeah. How are you?
How are you?
How are you? Yeah.
Como Sava, that's how are you?
Okay.
Como Sava.
He remixed it in his own language.
Yes.
Cheers.
That's the biggest one. But now niggas don't understand that.
Man, Mjanga, my royalties. He's holding, you holding the tissue, he's holding the whole box.
No. I send him a thing. I send him a message, they blue tick, and then we send a paper there. They say, how do we help? Why do we work together for what? They say, no, you can't work with me for what? Let's fix this one first.
Yeah.
Look me here first before
yeah.
I look forward.
Let's start, yeah.
So now it's like niggas don't understand that there's so many things that are happening in the space. It needs to help niggas. It needs to make sure
and
that
too fast, like PH.
Like, these guys are not booking artists, they're going through a TikTok. Mm. If you're not on TikTok, I pray it's bad.
Or you're not, yeah, you're not on the platform.
You're not on the booking.
Wait. You need to study law for this thing, dog.
It's crazy.
Bella, now, you know what I'm saying? Like, now we need you in those law offices, bro.
That's
because here's another thing that's happening now, and I think this is audacity, where now these guys who are doing these shows overseas are now trying to do them here.
Me, I told them if they're coming to SA, they must pay.
What do you mean?
They must pay. Like, I'm telling them, they can't. These guys are saying, if we're coming to SA, we can't be paying artists and pay the country. I said, but you're not contributing.
Mm.
You're posting our flag, and then you're saying you're contributing. What do you mean you're contributing?
Because I'll make an example. Guys who've tried to throw parties in the UK.
Mm.
As the party was about to start, guys just walked onto stage and they're like, hey, chief, you haven't paid...
Okay, like a venue tax or...
Let's not say a venue tax. What happened with DJ Sambody in Cape Town? Before he hosted, they were bruised that thing, my bro, you have to release.
It's like going into... If you, like a mining company, and you go into Pampierstadt, I'm just making an example.
Oh, you have to pay the community.
And you do not use the community.
Okay.
Or the community is not benefiting. Hey, chief, you're going to have problems.
Okay.
And I'm not saying it's a backward way of thinking, but I'm just like, how are you benefiting the place where you are?
Yeah.
It's like us. Remember us when we did Paula in town and that community came up and said,
you have to use our guys to clean.
We did a show in town and the guys were like, hey, lovely setup that you have here. How many people of this community are employing?
Mm.
And we're to count and say, okay, cool. Then forums started coming and say, okay, cool, not a problem, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we had to oblige because, fine. You know?
Yes, we did follow the rules.
We need that for Mapiano because now they're taking money individually. It's not about their country. It's a government-to-government conversation, this one. These guys need to make sure that it's happening. They understand.
Sure.
We don't really want that thing to happen like that. We really need something.
We need a structure.
Mm.
It's very important. The structure needs to, because now I can't go by myself and say I'm asking for 500 million this year's budget. There's a budget for government.
Sure.
We can't go there and ask for that.
Take us back to, okay, I know we've been talking in circles here. You're a busy man. So, you know, you get to obviously the awards, and let's take it back to, you throw events, you curate, you're part of the culture in terms of, you know, the conversation of the culture. You did your festival. Konje, what was it called again?
Tulaniwe Day. I've got another one called Party in Tanzania.
Let's talk about Tanzania. Eish.
It's called what?
Tanzania.
Party in Tanzania.
Yeah, I'm global, bro.
Why did you call it Tanzania?
We're hiding from the cops.
Okay, hold on. Okay, so in COVID.
Yeah.
COVID.
We can talk about it now. COVID was a scam.
It was a scam. During COVID, there were places which I think kept the culture alive. Culture of, you know, the music, the venting,
clubbing.
Like, it was an underground, let's call it, we took it back to underground. Yeah. It was an underground nightlife.
Yes.
And I think the biggest
Full disclosure, we kept clubbing alive at Black Door there. Shout out AJ.
I'll tell you a funny story about that. But the one that stuck out the most, and bro, even I think cops were involved. Or cops, when I say involved, as in like they were there as
escorting.
Well.
Escorting.
Was Tanzania.
Okay.
This part in Tanzania. At a place called Idlewings, ne?
Yeah, Idlewings.
Which is, I drove past there recently. It's like 50 kilometers outside of Johannesburg. That's how it's like how people love partying. 50 kilometers outside of Johannesburg, Idlewings. And it was every day, almost every, it wasn't every day, no?
4 days a day, a week.
Four days a week. Mm. And respect.
Thursday to, let's say Thursday to Monday. All because Thulani was the, it was you,
no? Man, no one else, way.
Yeah, Thulani way, Tanzania. Bro, if you caught COVID, I don't think you caught it there because it was, it felt like a COVID
prison. Kaiser Chiefs players caught it there by me.
Shut up, I'm trying to speak well about your thing. Bro,
Kaiser Chiefs players caught it there. No, brought it back.
There's no one who didn't go there, right? Celebrity, influencer, Kasi bro, suburb han,
yeah.
Businessman, politician.
Because it was going off. Was, yeah.
Politician, Ngitiwena, DJ, actor, actress, petrol attendant, domestic. Hey, brother, that place did not, what's his thing, discriminate anyone.
There was no VIP.
There was no VIP.
But it was going off.
Yeah, the couches were there for everyone, but no VIP.
Did you, do you think people, well, okay, we're just coming out of lockdown, so people were starved.
Nigga, it was during lockdown. What are you talking about?
Throughout.
Ask this man.
When Ramaphosa speaks, I get excited. The kind, you know how it was. I was going with the 11-4, but we're still on 11-4. What is it?
Sure. Yeah, you were coming and announcing the levels. Yeah,
it's level one now. This one, we're on level one now.
Yeah.
When it says level two, okay, now
we're moving. So
now we're not allowed to hold, but we're hosting.
Yeah.
So when it says level one, that's when you say hallelujah.
The countries are open.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now we go full on.
Now we're fully, boy.
Yeah. So, I mean, you hosted, you know, you started with, I guess, you know, with your rich history of eventing backstage and whatnot. You then did Tanzania. Then you moved on to Thulani Way Day, ne?
Thulani Way Day, man.
Thulani Way Day. Talk us through Thulani Way Day.
Thulani Way Day, man, is the way niggas must contribute, man. Sure. I'm tired of going to the club to celebrate my birthday.
Sure.
It's an event where I'm just pouring flowers to my name. Niggas need to understand, I've worked hard for them. So I don't want to ask you for your favors for a club.
Yeah.
Sure.
And 10,000 people watching.
Sure.
I want that level.
Ending out my life in stages.
Thank you.
And
when is it?
Sure.
It happens every year, 10th of August.
10th of August.
Yes, 10th of August.
I'm doing it again.
You must do it in Europe this time.
No, they
global
wanna,
star.
No, I'm changing it now. So I'm doing on that day, I'm doing Amapiano Africa Awards album recording album weekend.
Okay.
Niggas
so what
come.
Is that?
Everyone must come. We're going to be at Idle Wings. Making an Amapiano Africa Awards. Making an Amapiano Africa Awards album.
Sure.
Everyone must come drop a verse.
Sure.
On that weekend. From the 4th of August until the 10th.
But now with that, what structures are you going to have there to inform guys that it's not just
Google,
a free verse?
What is this? Google what? Google link. What is the thing? Google what? Google link. Everyone must register. Then my team will make sure that we have criteria because it's not for everyone. But it's a party. It's a party, but it's not for everyone. It's a party.
We got to have criteria.
We have to select you. It's a party, but yeah, we see you, but hey, must vet you.
How are you coming?
Yeah.
We must see you. Okay, we're peeping you now, but no.
We are aware of you.
No, wait there. No, my brother, next one.
Release something.
Yeah.
Hold the show. Sure.
Yeah, I think we must repeat, no, go master them.
Yeah.
Send them when they are ready.
Yeah. Call us when they're ready.
We'll do that. That's I just want to make sure, man, like, a nice unity, man.
Sure.
Make sure niggas are fine. Drop a nice album with all the nominees.
Now tell me with your vast, you know, info info when it comes to, you know, the culture of Amapiano, would you or have you managed an artist?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
But I would have a compilation.
Wait. Before compilation, wait. I need to know such information. Key information.
So if you had to take an artist then develop them.
I will take one, but these kids are not patient, man. I was patient. I was patient. At some point, you can even go to my Instagram. I was not allowed to post content while I was with Casper and Ricky. These boys, they just post. Stay shining. I was holding it. I posted by mistake. I got a clap. Stay shining.
Yeah.
Stay shining. It was, I posted it out without Professor. Moses came in the morning. Schools.
Clapped.
Come here, boy. Mm. Thing must pass by waterfall. We go there by waterfall, but now what is this now?
Yeah.
Moses, what do you mean? No, but the song is, oh, shit. It's an exclusive. That's when I knew, oh, Moses can't do that, man.
Mm. I caught good
it,
one.
I caught it by mistake. So like,
who clubs you, Ricky?
The sneakers are like, they don't understand like being in a space. Whatever that you take out, Gwelanga.
So yeah,
it's my song. Huh? It's recorded in my studio. It's my song. I own masters.
The electricity is yours.
Everything is mine. Electricity is yours. I can even show you. I'm fighting with this guy.
Split cheese, your name is there.
This guy is the...
Gwelanga's whose song again?
Basi, Ranger.
It's a big song.
They linked the song. Mm. But like, you don't...
Because they were in a hurry. They wanted the song to run. Yes, and you were song, like, hey.
Guys, wait. You gotta... They gave the song to... What is it? Adulting.
That the song, show, yeah.
That song is welcoming on the adults. I said, talk. You say, no, boy, they gave us 10K. I said, do you know how much
10K!
Do you know how much
this is a fucking huge show.
Do you know how much is a sing deal? First of all, sing deal. Just understand a sing deal. That can change your life and get you a car.
Now.
I said, no, boy. You're fucking up a business.
Yeah.
That's why I stopped doing studio cam. I have music. I have like 5 albums sitting on my laptop. These guys that impatient, like they want it now. They are microwave.
They want it now.
It's the microwave lifestyle.
Yeah. And they say, boy, this thing's gonna take a bit. I need to understand as lawyers. No.
Yeah, let's be tactful.
But has that? Can I say on the flip side, has that worked? I think that's the one thing about Amapiano is that what I've enjoyed about it, right? But yeah. it's the gift and the curse at the same time, is that what traditionally would have been, what you just said better about Ricky, you know, holding on to an exclusive, whatnot. These guys play, they go on live and they make the song. So by the time the song comes out, it's gone, you know? Mm. But in the same breath, that's what kills the longevity. I feel like it kills the longevity of a whole lot of things. It's just like, by the time I've consumed the song, I've heard maybe one or two versions of it. It's streamed like crazy on TikTok or all these other platforms. And then when I get it, it's like, oh, okay, cool. After
you're
2 weeks.
Tired of it, yeah.
But who's the guy Virgin Active Music Group? Virgin Music.
Virgin Music, yeah.
There's a studio there. There are studios there.
Sure.
Who's the guy that's rocking the studio there?
I'm not sure.
I forgot the name. That guy says, music is energy. And energy is money. You guys are not mastering enough songs.
Sure.
Like hip-hop or like Americans.
Oh, of course.
They're going to play a song and then they can't hear it enough. And
oh,
when
yeah.
they hear it...
Okay, because you haven't... Yeah, you were in a rush.
No, that's why I always fight with the sound guys.
Who's this guy, man? You know him, man. He did most of the Gemini songs. Was the mastering all the songs, hip-hop songs. You probably did one of your songs there.
Neil.
I don't know.
Rudolph.
He's a black guy. Stays in Flores. It told me that we not...
37? No.
Did most of Gemini's songs?
Yeah, we says...
Not...
All the hip-hop songs.
Yeah. Fuck, man. What is his name?
Bunny? No.
No, he's got like a cool name. Yeah. Like Gemini.
Ricky introduced everybody to that guy.
I know
fuck,
you're
man.
About.
I know I feel his
that
name.
Guy, I was with him and with them, some other guy from America. No.
Big Dreams, huh?
No.
Big Dreams.
No.
No, man. Not Big Dreams. He's got like a cool name.
He's
his
a cool name. I forgot his Jay or something.
Gojiro.
You know,
something like that.
Gojiro is me.
That guy mastered all the hip hop songs.
Yeah.
And you know him, dog.
Everyone used to send their shit to him for master. He was really, really good.
He's the guy.
Long story short, I've always had a big problem with that. Guys not mastering their stuff. They say, it's got to be rough.
Because now, like...
Hey, fuck that.
No, it mustn't be
rough.
When
you're playing your sound system, when you're playing a song and your music as a DJ, now you're turning the knob.
You're turning the knob, yes. And then it's clipping. And you can hear, like...
Hello, dummy. Master that shit. Yeah. Like, mix and master,
like
guys.
When you play Steel, who's this lady now? Steel, the song Steel.
Tamia.
Yeah, when you still play Tamia, you feel like it's still recorded yesterday.
Oh.
Niggas don't do that.
It's crisp.
They don't go through that. So, like, sure. It's crazy, man. Like,
no, yeah, so that's a big problem. We'll move on from this.
But it looks, it sounds like there's a lot of shit that needs to be covered
there's
in
tons.
The summit.
There's
right?
Crazy, there's tons.
No, because You know, at some point, I remember Euphonic and them used to do DJ 101.
101,
and
yeah.
The idea was, you know, the same thing with DJs. And obviously at that time it was house music or whatever sure. It was you're producing. To say you really need to invest in your craft. And I think the problem, like PH was saying, with Mapiano, like guys become so popular so quickly with so much money. Everything is just quick, quick, quick.
It's a monster stomach.
It's a race now to get your stuff out. You understand? Because every fucking 3 days there's a new song.
Sure. It's plenty.
Yeah, man.
Every week, if you could listen to a Hangout mix on Facebook,
yeah.
Every Monday, Shimza is streaming that thing. There's a certain song that comes out from that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every Monday.
Popular song, yeah.
There's a song.
That's the song.
That's going to come out from that thing.
Yeah.
And the trends, and then it's not managed proper, and then the next thing, it's a big song. How?
Yeah.
Because niggas are making this thing quickly. No. Doesn't work.
And
like
that's where the internationals, you see why they're able to pull off shit to the degree that they are,
sure.
Is because behind the scenes, everything they've done and the build-up to booking that artist is sure. Proper.
Yeah.
So by the time structure. We get there, it's almost like, first of all, you're catching everybody off guard. They're just like, yo, wow, what the fuck? And then you are minuscule in the scheme of things there because 100%. These guys, their behind-the-scenes stuff is just, even look at our brewer there in Dubai that we spoke to. Smashing.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Killing it. Because the infrastructure for the event and the infrastructure for the culture, second to none.
100%.
You know, and that's where, like, I sometimes feel, I don't know, how are those brews there by arts and culture? Because I sometimes feel like sometimes you need someone in there that you need to Lani Weiwei. Do you understand? Because you as Gaten, there's only so much you can know and you can do as a timer. No offense, you know, you might do.
I went to Dubai Expo 2020.
Was it 2021? 2021. It was the year after. Yeah. But it was still called 2020.
Yes. Yeah. And I preached. I was like, yo, we need to do 1, 2, 3, 4. I've always traveled on my own accord to better me, to better the industry that I'm in, right?
Yeah.
And by going to Dubai 2020, the expo, I remember speaking to a few people like, yo, this is what's going. We need to export the sound, this, that, the other. And I was like, no, like the vision was never there.
Mm.
But the unfortunate part is, and this is why sometimes, you know, you see this narrative online where people are like, you're trying to speak to old heads, or not even old heads, people who are in government,
stakeholders.
Yeah, government whatever's, you know, and
government structures.
Structures, sorry, that's the word I was looking for. And you are speaking about something, what she just said now, which is so dynamic, which is moving so fast, like Amapiano, where you're trying to export or pour into something which is not going to move the needle, but here's something that's moving so fast. We're begging for your support, and you don't get, or it's just like, no, we'll pay for your flights.
And from a structure perspective, they think that when they say, we'll pay for your flights, they're doing you a favor.
Okay, boss.
You know, and then it's like, nah, guys, like, you're not understanding.
I'm going to be honest, artist needs a stipend every year.
It's not about a stipend, bro. I think it's like, firstly, I've always said the day there's some form of structure in entertainment, like there is in soccer, like there is in sports, in sporting, like, do you get what I'm saying? Where it's just like there's a federation or something of some sort.
I'm opening it. Come to the summit. I'm opening a stay.
We need you.
It's called SA.
But I'm just saying it's going to need a wide variety, and it's going to need structures like the people that you've mentioned, where it's arts and culture, it's things like SARS, it's things like,
and it's going to need a budget to match the vision, because I feel like the budget doesn't match the vision. Now, unfortunately, I remember when Minister came in, the first thing he said, yo, lots of money was paid to niggas, right?
What's
and then happening? We were kind of going through a list there that was leaked or released to try and understand, what is this money being paid for? So a lot of funds, unfortunately, are misappropriated. We have a serious corruption
problem. Yeah.
I'm not throwing shade at arts and culture. I'm saying if the intent is to fix that corruption problem, imagine if all the money that's wasted could actually be targeted towards, you know, it's like when you attend a big concert, they do not fuck around. You cannot, you can match them with the best in the world. Yes, the artists that they bring are fucking next level. They bring the Chris Browns and the Travis Scotts and the Spun Buns. But, like, you know me, I'm there, right? So I see in the build-up, in the meetings that these people have, like, how serious they are about, when we do the show must be viewed in such a way that doesn't matter, you can be Jay-Z. When you're watching this thing, you must be like, yo.
Yeah, I know.
I can bring Beyonce here. Mm. In the same way, it's like an Amapiano festival in Portugal will shit on anything that we can do because we're not serious about the budget matching the vision.
Sure.
Those cats are like, the vision for my festival is up here. So whether it's Amapiano, whether it's EDM, it doesn't matter what music is playing. It's going to be a fucking out of this world experience.
Sure.
We own the most valuable music properties. We own the most valuable sounds in the world of dance music.
Afro and House.
Exactly. Afro House is ours. That sound, you understand? But look where Black Coffee is playing. Imagine if Black Coffee rocks up and he comes there and he sees, the stage is pop, the decks are pop, they put two CDJ 100s there. It's not going to work. Mm. Black Coffee's going to say, cheers, I'm out. Mm. So when he arrives, they know, yo, for this guy, we need to prepare like this. You understand? Why is our structures, our arts and culture, the custodians of the art? They're not taking it seriously. They're not aligning the budget with the vision.
I think like but the what is the thing? It seems to see fake malo zobona abo Thomas ubobatin fake malo zobona or kola ngobobatin Thomas kola ngobona.
Sure.
So it's kind of those kind of things. They gotta believe. They gotta go and make sure good bass believer.
Sure.
You have to win the PET or a Grammy. They say okay.
But so, I mean, bro.
I never, boy. Yabo, masipeka kanjani.
I'm being honest to you. Like,
yeah, I'm with you. I hear what you're saying. But the problem is that thinking is what's fucking us. You know, like, there's just not, there's not this belief in the vision.
They're not in the ground. They're not on the ground.
It's actually like, man, like, fuck.
There's fuck representation.
I'm sitting in those meetings. I'm sitting in those meetings like almost like every week. Mm. I'm pitching one thing at a time. That's why I end up saying with or without you.
Yeah,
sure.
We're going to do it,
bro. Do you know how disheartening it is where you're in a position like a Thulani, where you're talking to these structures, or you're talking to this person who sits in a position where you need to pull back into your thing is art and culture. I'm just making an example, right? Whether you're the DG or whatever it is, and then you're like, oh yeah, my child watches this on TikTok, nigga. You're supposed to fucking know all of these things because it's a part of
your job, your portfolio.
Yes, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And that's what is disheartening, where a guy like Thulani will preach, hey, TXC just won a BET. Shout out, girls.
Shout out, TXC.
TXC just won
I
a BET.
I did that thing for them.
Do you get what I'm saying? And they did this, then the other. What it takes for you to get nominated, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, okay, cool. We'll throw them a welcome party at the airport. And
at Owara Tambo, yeah. That time TXC has been fucking killing it, eh?
I don't
mean to like shit on the BET award, but what they've done, just in terms of where they are booked, the festivals they're playing at, like, yo, they're fucking killing it.
I sent the MEC and the minister the message at like 3 a.m.
Hold on, I want to correct thing. I've been fortunate enough to like be privy of those guys. Their teams are working, right? Mm. Their teams are working, especially in Gauteng, Matome, like his team is flexible. They're killing it. They have got people on the ground. They've brought in people who are on the ground who know what's cutting. So shout out to them. Can't speak for other
artists. Yeah, also, I mean, their team internationally is fucking rock solid, though.
Sure, yeah, sure. So shout out to them.
Unfuckwithable.
But it is unfortunate that, you know, when it comes to other portfolios that you're going to just...
But do you see where their team, the vision, matches...
But they've got young guys as well.
You understand what I'm saying? Yes. The vision is matched by the budget. The vision is matched by the execution.
There's a willingness as well.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a willingness on their end.
It's crazy, man. Like,
Amapiano Awards, tell us, when's the date?
15 November, brother. Let's meet in. I'm going to announce soon, but 15 November, I jiggy as jiggy.
Sure.
Nazog, PH, we need to release a track so we can nominate ourselves.
We must nominate ourselves.
PH must go to tech, baby.
Yeah? Must go where?
It's tech.
Tech.
Yeah.
Tech music, huh?
Afro House, boy.
Yeah?
You know that PH, when he posted himself with holding a bag at the airport. He deserved that look, man.
Yeah, holding an off-white bag.
Yeah, my man.
Yeah, get it right. The off-white Ramoa.
Maybe peep him when he goes to Mauritius. He deserved that look.
Yeah?
Stop being on the stuck on hip-hop. Why? What's making you know? What's wrong? All I do is win.
Can I tell you a funny story? I've never played All I Do Is Win.
You never play that song.
I don't have it on my sticks.
Oh boy, stop it. You don't have it. Leave the sticks. Go recycle. Go outside. You say
I must go play Afro House.
Ah,
boy.
Ooh, Afro House is doing.
Go be a temba there, man.
Yeah. Me, I'm also going to Afro House. PH, fuck it. We're going,
boss. Go guide, boy. Go, boy. You've got the resources. You've got the ropes.
We've got to learn your way. You've got
the passport. So what do you need?
The multiple
you
passports.
You want to end up in Soweto?
Go, on a Monday.
Go, go.
You end up in Weinberg. Go to the Jesus.
You want to murder me again? Go. Go be at the ocean, man. Speak the boat.
But I'm there every year.
Go to Monarch, man.
I'm there every year.
Yes, but go with the CDJs. Don't go because of you want to be there.
So
go with the CDJs.
No, but go with the others. But can I tell you something? Can I tell you something, right? Yeah. I'm happy to be on both sides as talent, but also hear me out.
I want to see the Kikai the way you're supposed to. You see, PH used to post himself at the airport. That's the only DJ I've never seen with their billboard at the airport.
Sure,
how are you?
So don't do that, dog.
No, but let me tell you something. With I've got a very deep knowledge of information, and I keep studying every single day. I'm a student of the game, right? And like we're talking about now, there's custodians who aren't doing what they're meant to be doing. And I feel like I'm moving into that position now where I'm flexible enough to be the talent, but also to be able to build structures. There's things I'm working on that will benefit guys even when I'm not around, right? But right now, I still love what I'm doing, which is DJing.
You're
right?
In a transitionary period.
Yes, I'm in a transitionary period where it's like I'm still here, but also finding a beneficial way which sustains my life, sustains the joy of
yourself,
of music, which is very important. Yeah, you know, and
no,
but not even that, creating structures, right? And it's things, obviously, look, when they come to life, they'll come to life. And I've never been a person of like, I'm doing that. There's things where people benefit from now, where I sat in and I said, no, 1, 2, 3 must happen, you know. So what I'm trying to get to is, yes, there'll be a time for the, and I will do that. Billboards or whatever. Cool. Guys, I
buy a grot man, Joe.
Oh, he wants you to be a grot man.
Be a grot man.
Nah, but you know what's the problem about PH? Like, what he did, you saw what he did there by Mall of Africa.
Oh, that, yeah.
Mall of Africa can't host anymore because of him.
Yeah, no, it's that was a shutdown.
It's too much. So,
sure.
You can't say no, boy. Like,
sure.
No, Chief, you deserve it.
Sure.
I can peep you.
Appreciate
it. Hey, why Ibiza?
No, so you'll find me. Even this year, you'll find me in Ibiza. The days you're going, you'll find me there.
No, go.
Well, you'll find me backstage. You must. In fact, now it must be me and Shady.
Kojiro.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying Kojiro.
Kojiro. It's not gonna work, boy. It's not gonna work.
Kojiro's not gonna work overseas.
It's not gonna work, boy. Yeah. Imagine the kick card, Kojiro. Cash Kojiro live on Cash Kojiro live.
Kojiro live.
Continue the shady luck, boy.
Kojiro sounds like
he's moving with the 60k followers with zero post.
Yeah, I can't pause, dog. Yeah. I'm taking a break.
Bro, actually both of us need to speak to someone at Meta with limited functionality.
Yeah, no. I removed those things. No, remember, I emailed Meta. So they said to me they need to reset my counters. I must remove everything. Sharp, I removed
not
everything.
Not even archived?
No, take it off my page. So some of it is archived. But it doesn't matter. I'm not like holding on to the content, right? So they were like, no, remove all your posts. We're going to reset your counters because, you know, during COVID, there was stuff I used to post and repost and whatever. And a lot of us got shadow banned. Remember, during COVID, you couldn't say shit. And you know me, I talk too much. So I put a lot of stuff, even on Twitter, right? And then what it did is it like puts a shadow ban on your account.
Sure.
Even when they remove the shadow ban.
It's still
somewhere there in the back. You must remember that whole team at Meta is a new team. The guy, I speak to a guy there, Aaron.
So why the hell aren't you helping me with my shit?
Who? Bro, that guy, if I email him today, he fucking replies on like the 10th of July. Like it's not the most efficient. Yeah, but I'm also like...
Give me a week or two, or maybe let's speak in month end.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of a bro.
Yes. No, like he's talking, he's replying when he gets around to my messages. But that's the fuck up with Instagram, right? Is that I had to remove my post. Even you went through a similar thing.
I'm still
those
there.
Guys will just hit you with something. Ah, wait.
Me, I'm thinking I can't have limited functionality on my
Instagram.
So what does it mean?
On my Meta accounts. on my Meta account.
It doesn't get the mileage it should. Oh, they fix my stories. So when I post stories, I get like 5,000, 6,000 views.
Yeah, even me, I'm seeing weird followers now.
No, what I mean, Anne? I mean, when I try post, it goes to the drafts. And if I post the story, it goes to the end of the stories. As in, no functionality. No,
that's
interaction,
fucked.
Yeah.
How do I protect that?
Fuck knows, dog.
Don't post stupid shit.
I don't understand that place. It's the hardest shit to work on. In fact, I wanted to remove my Facebook. He said, no, keep your Facebook. My Facebook is really active. I never go on Facebook. I never even post on Facebook. But the Facebook page in Jay is just doing stuff. And I'm like, but I don't need the functionality at Facebook. I need the functionality at Instagram. It's very frustrating.
Tell me, before we let you go and then we continue with the show.
That's why Kochiro. Kochiro, yes.
Where's that go?
Kochiro must go.
I want to ask you, where do you see Amapiano in the next 5 years? Like, so if you were to finish the sentence, Amapiano in 5 years will be?
Yo, Amapiano in 5 years. I could see like a mixture of a text of a Amapiano. Three step is Amapiano, by the way. In Europe.
It's the faster. Mm.
Yeah, it's just the way they're dancing. It's just the way. I see Amapiano. My wish is to see piano getting closer to the dancing of electronic mode to have its own.
Electronic music, yeah.
Electronic music just to have its own, like, platforms. Get right, attraction, change the narrative globally. Niggas must fix the
late
coming thing, artist development. I see a growth, man, like, not even like behind, internally, before we go out, because it's already out there, but it's just to make sure, like, there's a bit of understanding, because we need to go back and collect our money. Everybody chopped us. But now all the brands need to come back and make us contribute to this thing so that we make money, we see real things.
We see tangible stuff.
We see Zintezi right. No, we don't want to see apartments. We want to see houses.
Hey, Shumpan.
We don't want to see apartments. We don't want to see Golf 7. No. We want to see Range Rover Autobiography.
We want to see real things. Yeah. So don't get excited when you say you have a house, it's an apartment. At least must understand. Apartment is not.
Hey, bro, you know what? He's actually
apartment
right.
Apartment is not
bro, guys make so much bank. When they're hot, you make so much bank.
When I see access granted. I don't want to see the code. I don't want to see it. We want to see real things.
Yeah.
No, when you see 10 right, 10 right, it's the second house.
Sure.
I want to see that with my niggas. I just want to make sure, like, man, like, come 2030, my theme for this year moving forward is the business of Amapiano by 2030.
Nice.
Yeah, the business of Amapiano.
By 2030.
And speaking of that, like, your legacy, what would, you know, what do you want to be known for? Kingmaker?
I just want to be a human being, man. Just want to be remembered as like a close friend, somebody that helped me without realizing that I was helping. Yeah. I'm the helping hand in the business.
But you could actually have your own documentary.
Sure.
You know, with the access that you have, places you've been.
I'm Clarence Evans.
And the story, dog.
I'm Clarence Evans. So
Google him.
If you could watch it, just have a look. But like, I'm just that guy, man. I don't want niggas to make, it's up to you. It's up to your heart.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I've got also my own things on my own side that I'm doing. I just want to make sure that, like, we all need to be fine.
Yeah.
The aim is not to see ourselves in the same position.
Yeah, the aim is not to see us in an
gotta
apartment.
Gotta be nice. The South
no
Africa.
Apartments.
No apartments.
No apartments, boy. Access granted, guys, please.
Man?
Just need to make
no left, codes. No codes.
10 left, 10 right.
I think
the third house.
Sorry, Ben Lashegile. So, no, it's on your left. Not the block. No.
No. Block man by.
I don't want rest. Yeah. My rest must never die with rests. I want
adult rest.
No, I don't want rest. What's up, rest.
Hey,
bro.
Dog, you know my jet, bro.
You saw the rest.
Tell me about Baldwin.
He's talking about precinct.
Hey, boy, it's
rest.
Oh,
precinct.
It's
a rest. That.
It's a rest. You block what there is to change.
Block the.
I just want to make sure, niggas, make sure they have everything else. Shout out to you guys.
Are you knocking by the wrong doors? Wearing a gown, dog. And a stocking on the head. head.
We're doing well, man. Like, the brand is out there. Everything is well. It's just need to clean up there and there, touch ups there and there. Show love, man. It's happening. Mm. There's a nigga that's still getting paid for 500 rand today because of Amapiano. There's another one. Somewhere there by Bryanston are paying 1.5. So it's not going to die now.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's there.
Your intentions are good. I think, obviously, you know, there's we need the right people walking this journey with you, and I think not just you, the culture and the genre in itself. There's tons of money to be made and tons to be explored. Right now, I think there's a whole lot of exploitation. You know, guys who care are taking advantage of. And before it's too late. That's correct, ne?
That's correct.
Before it's too late.
I just wish to, can I be protected just to make things right and do myself right?
Ne?
That's it.
With or without?
Wait. In the place to be. 15 November, Mapiano Awards.
Yes, sir.
Please, guys, put mine on this thing, guys. It's expensive. We need Africans, guys, to come. We need the world. By the way, it's happening before the week of G20. The South Africa already.
Nice.
The world is coming here. So that weekend is a weekend of G20.
Yeah, they must also attend those G20 kids.
Do we have Mbuzi in the building? Or
we have the comments.
Let's roll it.
Bye. POV. I used AI to make my dad think he has a child he didn't know about.
You?
Oh, the face. This person messaged me. What did they say?
Is it me?
Hey? I do not know this man. I do not know this man from anywhere.
Yes, you
do. Get me a DNA test.
I told him there is another person.
There's another person.
Hey! Oh my goodness.
Which one is this one?
I had to tell him it's a joke.
I would have got out of this. Why am I in the morning anymore?
I would have gone on with it. Yo. I would have gone on with it. Yeah.
I don't know this man.
This guy's like a trial. What is it? The threads.
Man, I would have carried
the dad
on with
sounded guilty.
Thing.
Like, he wasn't confident that it's not him.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hey, dog, me, I feel like that, eh? I was once in a trap. Except, wait. I get like a call. They're like, yo, you need to come through because, like, it's not cool that you don't support your child. I was like, pardon?
What?
From who? They're like, no, this person. I'm like, what the fuck? And I wasn't sure because I hadn't spoken to the person for like fucking maybe like 2 years. I went there, PH. I went there. I did everything. I did DNA test, everything. It wasn't me. But she had been telling her family for 2 years that this is the guy.
This is
it's
the
just bro. I'm scared to approach him. He has a family.
Fuck I don't, that.
Man, fuck
he's
that.
He's giving you a state of management. Handball.
And you check.
Handball. Saying the whole
I would have been that guy, dog. Like 20 years from now, yo, Ethan would have been like, Dad, this guy messaged me.
You.
Yeah.
You fucking imagine.
Thank you. Huh? Oh.
There? What's happening?
I forgot. There's comments there.
Oh, shit.
Sorry, Katie. Let's see. What are people saying? Aibo.
What would you do that? Is there someone? Is there a young Tulani way there?
I have my own daughter, man.
Ne? How long?
2 years now.
Really?
Yeah, but...
Full out game is weak, eh?
It's chilling, my boy. It's chilling. It's the young Tanzania.
Young Tanzania.
The light is in Tanzania.
Is what I...
You went there for more than Tanzania. Just, eh?
Ne? Oh, nice. Okay, cool. Dope.
They said, I'll never skip a pranking African parents video. I'm dead. That's true. I think oftentimes we make light of their accents. Like,
sure.
But who needs enemies when you have bored kids? The dad sounds so guilty. That's what I was thinking as well. They said, I'm sure his blood pressure went up. He's not even taking calls. But dad, relax.
But the danger in pranking an African parent could go one of three ways.
Get me a DNA test.
Funny. Could be either funny. It could smack the shit out of you. Or you can fucking give them a heart attack.
Bro, he's like, he was trying to remember all of his youth nights. This time he doesn't get mom to call you.
All day.
Don't tell mom. Don't tell mom about the prank.
Yeah, vele.
Hectic.
Shout outs. Gents, thanks so much. Weiwei, you are the man.
Shout out to you guys.
Easy, Mfanagits. We'll see you. Mapiano Awards. Keep 15 killing November. The summit.
When's the summit?
26 until the 28th.
26, 27, 28.
Month end, free event.
Where do you register? Where do you register? Where do we get the information?
Visit web tickets. Visit amapianoafricasummit.com. You'll get everything there.
Not .co.za, boys. .com. International, okay?
.com.
Yeah. AU. And then from there, if I want to get information about anything, I could go.
The website is there. We update it weekly about what's been happening and also the updates of like who's working with now. Actually, we're working on something at Santin. Every week or every month, NetBank wants us to be there in their building.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
To host like seminars, to speak. There's a division in NetBank. They collect money for...
Money talks.
It's a I don't know. I forgot the name of it.
CSI, whatnot.
They collect money. They're the ones that collect money within you guys.
Yeah.
It's called a credit debitors collection.
Okay. But collect from promote.
I forgot, man.
I don't understand it, but
it's something like that. But they're going to collecting credit what?
Sure.
A bank. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we on. At least Weiwei sharp. Keep the security there. That. Thanks. We're doing security there. Weiwei is booking us. We're inside.
All the best for the summit. All the best for the awards. We are here for you if you need to push anything.
Please, man. I think I would love to have a podcast there because like now I have ministers that are coming there, man.
Yeah.
Just to be interviewed, you know.
Yeah. You can bring them here. We can chat. We can always talk.
At the Cornhill.
Oh, no. We'll chat. Oh, okay. I can speak to kids.
That's easy stuff. Speak you know, like kids. Those backstage interviews and stuff like that. Sure. Yeah.
PH, open the bank.
Stop.
Man.
And then you do like sound bites of what they're saying.
Yeah.
So we can hear. Do they really understand the vision?
Stakeholders, toilet paper holders, householders.
I'll tell them straight. I'll say, Chief, I don't think you understand the vision. Go back inside.
Yeah.
So I think guys,
please,
I appreciate the help. I appreciate everybody that's been showing up.
Shout out.
And reaching out. So it's growing, getting there and there. Like, we're going to be fine, guys.
Speak to the venue owners now for recording your...
No, guys, at some point it's too liney, man. Like, you have to understand, it's working. I'm also part of the house.
You are now
allow me to hold. Maybe I might get a toothpick in the house. a young aromat. Allow me. Let me use it. We're all using this thing. Let me shush.
We are out of here. Tulani. Thank you for
Tulani,
your time.
Way.
Thank you,
take
man.
Take it easy. If it's easy, take it home.
Like, subscribe, comment, share. Thank you for the love on the socials. To all my stakeholders.
Yeah, hold it.
Let them hold something.
Let me hold a plan. I might be medium rare or something.
Hold something.
Well done. Give
how
me
are you? The blood.
Give me something. Well, I'm not in season. Mm-hmm.